Okay, welcome to August 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and for the next 5 minutes, I'll talk about America. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I put together the show from a tool shed in my backyard in America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move here, or if you do live here but have any questions about real estate investments or refinancing, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com and then give her a call at 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up and face the flags if we have one. Put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. News of President Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky hits the headlines. Plus, TV game shows are checked for scrutiny. James Meredith becomes the first African-American to graduate from Ole Miss. And I'll talk about the longest game at Wrigley Field. All right, so now let's do this. 1998. Here are the headlines. New York Times. Clinton admits Lewinsky liaison to jury. Tells nation it was wrong, but private. Daily News. Liar, liar. Washington Post. Clinton admits to Lewinsky relationship. Yes, Monica Lewinsky. Born July 23, 1973 in San Francisco, these days is an activist, public speaker, and author. But we all know why she's really famous and a name for any of that. Raised in Beverly Hills, she became an intern at the White House at age 22, which was when the affair with President Bill Clinton began. She was transitioned to the Pentagon, where she befriended Linda Tripp, who had set up Lewinsky with secret recorded tape of Monica's admitting her affair. In January 1998, Tripp handed this tape over to Special Prosecutor Kenneth Starr, who was looking into allegations of real estate fraud and several other charges while Clinton was governor of Arkansas. Clinton had already come out publicly and denounced the allegations of sexual misconduct, stating he did not have sexual relations with Ms. Lewinsky. However, the tapes that Tripp submitted would become enough evidence to prosecute Clinton and impeach him for perjury. I go into more detail about the actual impeachment on my October 28th ep, but basically, President Clinton would have to come back onto TV and announce to the American public about his affair, but strongly contended that it was his private business. That's cool. Many Americans were a lot more interested in Whitewater anyway. Vince Foster, these days Jeffrey Epstein, and so many other scandals. As far as Lewinsky goes, throughout the years, the experiences she's had with cyberbullying has led her on a mission to end it. 1958. American TV game shows are investigated for scandalous activity. The three main game shows were 21 Questions, Dotto, and the $64,000 Question. On 21 Questions, contestant Herb Stempel allowed his opponent to win the game, going in on the profits. Once this was brought out into the open, networks started canceling entire quiz show lineups. 2 years later, Congress amended the Communication Act of 1934 to prohibit fixing of game shows. 1963. James Meredith becomes the first African American to graduate from Ole Miss. Meredith grew up on a farm with 9 brothers and sisters. He joined the Air Force after graduating high school and then attended Jackson State College, an all-black school. Then he became the first black student at the University of Mississippi under the protection of armed guards. After he graduated, Meredith got a law degree and got into politics. He continues to be an activist to this day. Imagine, back then, Meredith wasn't even allowed to go onto the school. Now, there's a statue of him there, like a boss! James Meredith, everybody. And finally, in 1982, longest baseball game at Wrigley Field in Chicago ends after 22 innings before the LA Dodgers beat the Cubs 2-1. The game had actually started on August 17th. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for August 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, How about the story of the Clinton scandals? If you want to know more, Wikipedia has an extensive list on Clinton scandals. A lot of these are 20 years old or less, so I don't really get into it because I don't really consider it history as much as I do a current event, and I'd like to see how it plays out. But what do you think? Have you ever seen the game show $64,000 question? So yeah, let me know what your take is on that and more. You can also try some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Let me know how you do with those. It's okay, I'm not going to grade you. And don't miss tomorrow's program. We'll wish a happy birthday to Bill Clinton and Chicken Soup for the Soul. Don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.